It should be stressed that the sack itself was an audacious act. I once said that never have so few besieged so many. And the city of Constantinople in 1203-1204 may have had a population of 1 million in some estimates. It certainly was 650 or 700,000 strong. There was a strong imperial force, the Varangian Guard. There was plenty of money. It was still had the great Theodosian walls going back to the 5th century that cut the city off. It was the Crusaders themselves could never have numbered more than about 20,000. In fact, Crusader ranks were swelled during the crisis of 1203-1204 when there was yet another anti-Latin riot in which most of the Italians and other Western residents were driven out of the city and joined the Crusaders, particularly the Pisans. All of this, of course, assisted in the Crusaders' final assault because these guys knew where the towers and the gates were and gave the Crusaders a great tactical advantage as part of the nonsense of what was going on, the lack of any kind of control going on in the city during the final crisis. So that in terms of numbers, these Crusaders should have been just pushed back with no trouble. And yet, they took the city. And this is an event, I think, that's captured. And it's not just retrospect. I think Geoffrey Villehardouin, who was with the Crusade throughout, expresses what he felt when that fleet first sailed into the Bosporus in June of 1203. And to anyone who's ever visited the modern city of Istanbul today, this is a city you should really see from the sea. Because it's an impressive sight. And today, if you go by sea, and especially if you're coming up from the southern approaches as the Crusaders did, simply substitute those minarets with domed churches. And you'll get some sort of sense of the awe that city must have had to these Western Europeans. And this is how Villehardouin expresses it, remembering several years later when that fleet went in. I can assure you that all those who have never seen Constantinople before gazed very intently at the city, having never imagined there could be so fine a place in all the world. They, that is the Crusaders, noted the high walls and lofty towers encircling it, and its rich palaces and tall churches, of which there were many that no one would have believed it to be true if it had not been seen in their own eyes, and viewed the length and breadth of the city, which reigns supreme over all others. He's probably describing that row of churches and villas and palaces along the Golden Horn from the 4th through the 6th hills, particularly, as well as the old center around Hagia Sophia. There was indeed no man so brave and daring that his flesh did not shudder at the sight, nor was it to be wondered at, for never before had so grand an enterprise been carried out by any people since the creation of the world. To the European Crusaders, this was the most audacious siege ever undertaken. Jerusalem, maybe 35,000 in 1099. Antioch, a bit more. They were planning on taking the capital of the historic Byzantine Empire. This was probably not what they had in mind when those oaths were sworn with Alexis IV, but this is what they ultimately end up doing. And the fact that they could pull it off is an indictment of Byzantine weakness and political incompetence. Well, let's get to that crisis and see what happened exactly. On June 26, 1203, when the Crusaders presented Alexis IV, they were greeted with jeers from the walls. And immediately the Crusaders were in a position, well, what do we do next? The Byzantines had taken the usual precautions, that is, they knew that the sea walls were most vulnerable, particularly those walls along the Golden Horn. And as I have mentioned before, Constantinople is essentially a triangle. There's the Golden Horn and the Sea of Marmara. They come together almost as a triangle at the tip. And at that tip, across the way, is the European territory, Galatia, or Pera, as it's sometimes called. And that northern shore of the Golden Horn, there was a major tower, the Galatia Tower. It's still there today. And what they did, the Byzantines stretched a chain, closing the Golden Horn off from the Venetian ships. So the Venetians couldn't get their ships up the Golden Horn and storm those vulnerable seawalls along the Golden Horn. Well, in July of 1203, the Venetians mount an extraordinarily well-timed attack, break through the chain, capture the tower with the assistance of their Crusaders, allies, sail up the Golden Horn and land the bulk of the crusade on the northwest corner of the city. That is, the Crusaders pitch their tents opposite the walls of Manuel I, the area of the Blacarni where the main imperial palace is.